You've been across it, Randy.
Yeah, I've been across
the Rome.
And it's real nice. It's going to be a lot like that.
I'm familiar with it, and that would be a good good deal for the commission to one day just drive over with you and look at that Rome Bridge and how that's going to look so they can make a decision on it.
And I can tell you, but the difference, we're now on as tight of a skew as we will be on Round Mountain if we go trying to hit that road.
Yeah.
So that adds additional length, but they're sisters, that's for sure.
Well, that'd be a great example for you to. I hadn't been over across the Rome Bridge since you did that, but I've been across that other one hundreds of times, so.
You ought to check it out.
Okay.
So with that, so what I'd like to do is, again, work with Randy, draft up a letter for your consideration to document our agreement and to satisfy MoDOT that this we have a financial plan of how these projects are going to move forward, and get them to commit that we're committing that this is how we're going to tackle this thing, get them to commit that, yes, we understand that's your approach, and to give us the authorization to move forward.
The Sycamore Church, I haven't been out there. I should have went and looked at it. I haven't been there. Is it? It's moved along to
It's under construction. Actually, if everything goes good, we're pouring the third and final pier wall to tomorrow. Then we'll be setting up to possibly set deck the following week. Take 2 days to do that, and then we have the floor to pour on top of that, and then we'll be putting the road in, and we expect mid to end of January to be completed.
The deck is crane set?
Crane set, and then we got to pour a floor on top of them beams.
Okay. So. It's
moving along.
So. That's turned into quite a project versus what we thought to start off with, but that's good. Anything that improves the road and bridge transportation for the county is a good project.
And it's really similar to Cedar Creek Pro Tem,
yeah.
That type of structure. So.
Go ahead and get a letter for us.
Okay. We'll do.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's see, I got next on your grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right-of-way for public road purposes and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements, SP&J Enterprises.
There should be four easements, I believe, there, and this is all for Blue Ridge. And this is easements for them portions of the road where it lays now that didn't fall within the existing platted that was part of the contingency when you guys approved to take it in, that these people would survey that and give us the necessary right-of-way where the road lays. And that's what these are. They've met their contingency, so we can improve the drainage.
Okay. And everybody's still getting along?
Yes. They've been very good to work with so far. What,
Brandon? Why don't you just do all four of them with the names?
That's what I was going to do. Move to approve grant of permanent and perpetual easement and right of way for public road purposes, and temporary construction easement for construction of public road improvements for SP&J Enterprises, William F. and Darla Signs, GLW Enterprises, and Michael S. Burdine.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Now, have they already signed all their paperwork, and now that we've made this deal here, it's final. We'll own the easements there for discussion. Okay.
Yeah, they've got the. You should have the originals. We'll take them.
Do you have a map of the footage?
Of the footage?
Of the footage that we're taking in.
Not with me. I don't.
I know, but do you have any idea how long it is? It's
not very far.
It's not very far. It's just down there to, you where remember flats, the old trailer and that kind of flat area? It goes to that point right
that's
there.
Where
it doesn't go down to the deep part down in
no.
the back.
No, it's where we discussed the turnaround at one time.
Yeah,
and that's what they want to
yeah.
approach is taking.
Okay. Transfer station discussion?
David Stottle asked, and I told him I'd bring it to you early enough that he's here. They would like to close Christmas Eve, which falls on a Saturday, if they could close that Saturday.
What, don't they normally close at noon anyway?
We close at noon anyway. We're only working half a day. I mean, we always work half a day on Saturdays.
Are we going to be open Monday or closed Monday?
We'll be closed Monday.
I've been contacted by trash people, and that leaves unloaded trash or overloaded bins throughout the county, and that's what they have. All I'm doing is I just want to be the messenger. I don't want to be criticized for being the person talking about this. I'm just telling you that's what the trash people have told me. And they said even if we had, here's their comments, even if we had to pay somebody more money to keep it open, they would like
okay,
to do
well,
so.
That's the reason I want to bring it up. I didn't know if that
would, I don't think Christmas
that would cost
Eve
3 days in a
Christmas
in a
Eve
row.
Won't be as bad as day after Christmas, probably, to be closed.
I mean, you got a lot of packages and paper.
See, the day after is the...
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah. So, but they're asking... Sorry, schedule will be closed day after.
Right.
So Christmas Eve is what they're asking.
It's going to make for a very busy Tuesday and Wednesday, possibly, so...
But it's going to have that anyways.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's...
Paper, their trouble is on Thanksgiving where we closed Thursday and Friday, and we wanted to close the Saturdays. We stayed open on those Saturdays. So we're going to be open all week, Monday through Friday, before Christmas Eve.
So they can prepare for
we're
it.
We're going to be open up all week because there's no more trash haulers.
We wanted to ask early enough that way we could let them all, they'd all be aware of it, I mean, if we wanted to close it Saturday.
Would you have two normally working?
No more than two. I mean, would you take your scale house and the pusher? Okay, well, will they fill? They'll fill more than one truck, though, right? Right. Is there, and I don't know whether we can even do that or not, is there any way that we can, I know I want those people to enjoy the same holiday as everybody else. That's the way I feel about it. But if there's enough money provided to make up for the difference of what they might want to do, I don't care if it's legal to pay extra to have it open.
Huh?
Is that what you're saying?
I said,
huh?
If it's legal to pay who extra? The employees?
The employees.
I think that's only if you make them work on Christmas Day or...
Do what?
You can...
I'm not wanting to make them work Christmas
no,
Day.
I know that. I'm saying if you... A paid holiday, it's typical or it's common to pay time and a half or double time on...
A holiday.
An actual holiday.
Right.
Christmas Eve... As far as I know, it's not an actual holiday, is it?
No.
But that's my question. Are we willing to pay double time for Christmas Eve, whereas they're taking it off? And I am, just to keep it open and to keep the public.
I would ask if you have two employees that would be willing to work, or are they one, everybody that does the scale house and everybody that does the packing once off?
Well,
yes or no, I'll get somebody to work. It doesn't make any difference.
Well, there might be somebody that wants to work.
Trash haulers all Monday through Friday. I don't know if we'll have very many people that Saturday anyway. you know, the Saturday after Thanksgiving you do, because they
probably right.
Pass for 2 days.
I was thinking there were some commercial haulers on Saturdays. I'm not saying a bunch, but some local, there's no local ones.
The company's not coming to us anymore hardly anyway. They came Friday because that place in Harrison was shut down, but they closed a couple months ago.
Well, I'm fine with whatever you decide to do, Brandon.
Right now, we'll just keep it open and
I don't care to close. I mean, if you're saying there's not going to be much, you know the history of it.
I don't believe so. I'll post it. If there's a bunch of them complaining, we're open.
I'm fine with you. You make the decision that you want to do.
Can the commission this time, though, state that we'll pay double time for that day if they stay open?
I think we need to be careful with that and maybe look at our policy and...